KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies. Temperature's been holding steady for several hours at 65 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, or scattered showers at least, a high of 75, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report 18-year-old Jacob Rushing of Creston was arrested last night for possession of a controlled substance first offense. The Creston Police K-9 Jax was deployed and assisted during the interview process and subsequent arrest. Rushing was later released from the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a promise to appear in court. And Wednesday evening, 26-year-old Jacob Jones of Corning was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. He, too, was later released on a promise to appear in court. A collision Wednesday evening in Red Oak resulted in one person suffering suspected injuries. Red Oak police say 28-year-old Tasha Green of Red Oak, a passenger in one of the vehicles, was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Neither driver was injured. Officials say the accident happened around 5:12 p.m. when a 2012 Ford Fiesta failed to yield to a 2003 Hyundai Elantra at the intersection of North 2nd and Joy Streets in Red Oak. The Elantra, driven by 19-year-old Nicholas Mueller of Red Oak, struck the Fiesta broadside in the intersection. The driver of the Ford, 27-year-old Hillary Tilton of Red Oak, was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,000. The Fiesta was declared a total loss. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday sent out a message encouraging all residents to stay off any wet dirt roads within our county. When roads are damaged for no reason, they said, Cass County will charge offenders the amount that road repair would cost taxpayers. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two arrests took place on Tuesday. At around 3:40 p.m., 34-year-old Lloyd Robert Torsky was arrested in Oakland for criminal mischief in the fourth degree after he allegedly drove a pickup truck into and spun around in a planted cornfield near Oakland Tuesday while the field was muddy from recent rain. The property was owned by David Applegate of Oakland. The damage amounted to less than $750. 45-year-old Javier Galaza Acevedo and 28-year-old Tomasa Lachey Martinez were arrested around 7:25 p.m. Tuesday west of Neola in Pott County for possession of drug paraphernalia. The pair were taken into custody following a report of suspicious activity. The end of the planting season is getting closer. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has a report.
The USDA crop report says 97% of the corn is in the ground, which is 3 weeks ahead of last year and 2 weeks ahead of the five-year average. 82% of the corn has already emerged, up by 20% from the previous week. On the bean side, 92% are planted, and that's almost 1 month ahead of last year and 2 weeks ahead of the average. Just more than half of the beans have emerged, double what had popped out of the ground last week. I'm Dar Danielson.
The Montgomery County Ag Society, otherwise known as the Montgomery County Fair Board, reports that due to the ongoing social distancing guidelines and additional precautions taking place to help slow and reduce the spread of COVID-19, the Montgomery County Ag Society has made the difficult decision to cancel the grounds and grandstand entertainment for the 2020 Montgomery County Fair, which is slated for July 14th through the 19th in Red Oak. Montgomery County Fair Board President Amy Liddell said in a social media post, after consulting with Montgomery County Public Health, Montgomery County Emergency Management, the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, and Fair Board members, it was determined that this was the best decision due to the uncertainty of what the public health situation may look like in July. She said, we want nothing more than to have a fair. However, volunteers, visitors, youth of Montgomery County, and staff, health and safety are our main concern. The Montgomery County Fair Board, in partnership with ISU Extension and Outreach, are working to fulfill the fair vision of providing opportunities to the 4-H and FFA members in the county to showcase their talents and accomplishments. A list of the current plans can be viewed in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor pages at KJAN.com. Event schedules are subject to change. The director of the Atlantic Public Library, Michelle Anderson, said yesterday that in June, the library, which is currently open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, will be open those same days, plus Saturdays, with several guidelines in place. Among them, you are asked to stay home if you're sick. You must wear a mask or something that covers your nose and mouth when you're in the library. No more than 30 people can be in the library at any given time. The library will not be a gathering place for groups or have seating available for more than one person at a table. All materials must be returned in a book drop or in the lobby. Returned materials will be quarantined for 48 hours before and sanitized before being put back on the shelf. Only half of the public computers will be available at the Atlantic Public Library in order to accommodate social distancing. Grab-and-go appointments, pickup appointments will be available every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Material requests and appointments must be made by Wednesday of each week in order to qualify for the Thursday pickup. Now, the first hour of each day, that the library is open in June is designated for patrons who are especially vulnerable to sickness. Those individuals are encouraged to continue to use the grab-and-go service. Also, Anderson says the Reading Garden will remain closed except for grab-and-go pickups. There will be no in-person programs, no in-library activities, no meeting room reservations, no walk-up copy service downstairs. The staff will assist you with copier needs upstairs. Anderson says if the library is directed by a state or local agency to close again due to health guidelines, it will do so. So with so many Iowans staying home from work and schools being closed, the Food Bank of Iowa distributed more food during April than ever before, with May on track for a still larger record. Spokesman Dylan Lampe says more than 1.8 million pounds of food were passed out to Iowans who were in need over the last month.
The team worked very hard. We added delivery routes, almost doubling the amount of routes across the 55 counties we serve. We implemented more mobile pantries and really got creative with how we were able to distribute food in a safe fashion.
Even with the record set during April, Lampe says the demand for food is still exceptionally high because of the pandemic.
We're seeing our partner agencies that we deliver to continuing to order twice as much as they would before the COVID-19 crisis hit. So May has been just as busy. I think the need is continuing to increase.
Community support, he says, has been tremendous, and they're grateful for donations of both perishable and non-perishable items.
Financial donations are very impactful so that we can continue getting creative and adjusting our distribution methods and are able to get more food out the door as the need continues to increase.
About 175,000 Iowans struggle with hunger in the 55 counties the Food Bank of Iowa serves. The list of 625 partner agencies include food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, schools, and other organizations that share the mission of ending hunger in Iowa. The Cass County Health System Specialty Clinic in Atlantic will be closing at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, May 29th. Officials say patients with any questions or concerns can call 712-243-7590. And officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department Wednesday afternoon reported 9 new COVID-19 cases. All of the affected individuals are from Council Bluffs. 3 are persons under the age of 17, 1 is 18 to 40, 3 are 41 to 60 years old, and 2 are 61 to 80. They were tested between May 10th and 26th. So far, officials say 2,854 Pott County residents have been tested for COVID-19, with 252 having tested positive. 6 have recovered from the virus for a total of 1,443. 7 persons have been hospitalized, 89 are self-isolating. And based on PCPH contact tracing investigations, a total of 75 Pott County COVID-19 cases are the result of community spread. And a reminder that the Test Iowa site will be open in Council Bluffs at the Western Historic Trail Center tomorrow, May 29th. Anyone wanting to get tested, though, must first complete the health assessment at testiowa.com. After completing the assessment, you'll receive a time and date for your test. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.